Mountain Dews, baby.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's clue number 11.
Clue number one.
Became a part of the United States in 1848.
Clue number two.
Emily. South Carolina.
South Carolina was one of the first 13 colonies, I believe.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And was previously named by Zachy correctly.
Oh, there are no repeats.
There will not be repeats.
Oh, okay.
So is she out for this round then?
So Michelle has to hope that Zachy does not get this clue correct, and then we'll rely on number 12, which I have confidence that she may snag.
Wait, what about Ian?
Yeah, Ian has two as well.
Clue number two.
Was previously a part of Spain and Mexico.
Clue number three.
Its southern boundary includes the Mexico-United States border.
Ian. Southern California?
Southern California is correct.
I knew that would be
one. Wait, what was your first clue?
Became a part of the United States in 1848.
Interesting.
Lame.
And number 12. This is a fitting clue for all the marbles.
So just to set it up real quick, it's just me and Ian in the running right now. Is that correct?
Well,
both with
no, three. Somebody else ties it up and we have a three-way tie.
Yeah.
Then
three-way tie.
Then we all win and someone's a loser.
Great
then,
point. Yeah. That's true.
In the case of a tie, I have only prepared one additional tiebreaker, but there's a tiebreaker clue.
Nice.
Okay.
And if and when this becomes a tradition, I'm hoping we can decide on a proper way to decide tie breaks, whether it's a three clue. But anyway, here's number 12.
Clue number one.
Was founded in 1892.
Clue number two.
Successfully blocked the construction of two dams proposed for the Grand Canyon in the 1950s.
Clue number three.
Yes, Emily, give it to me.
Sierra Club.
Yeah!
Woo!
Yeah! All right, so with that, we have a three-way tie between Emily, Zachy, and Ian. Let's see if this tie-breaking subject will establish a winner for what has, I'm thankful to say, been a pretty successful first round of initials.
Clue.
That's enough rules for like.
This rule is often affected by economic success.
Clue number two.
Sorry, girl. In professional sports, this rule is enforced in various ways and to varying degrees.
Clue number three.
Typically, professional athletes want this rule loosened and sports team owners want it tightened.
Zachy. Salary cap.
Salary cap is correct. Zachy?
Damn.
Having just won the very first initials game show here on the This Is Dancing radio hours and podcast. Any song in particular you'd like to play?
I do have a song in mind, but first I'd like to thank Ian and Emily and Michelle for participating. They put up a really strong performance. You know, it just went the way it went. But the song I have in mind is
station ID. This is WMFO in Medford.
The River by Leon Bridges.
Sorry, Zach.
We're here.
We had to do it before 6:05. It just turned 6:05.
Oh, go ahead.
I just did it, so.
But that was it?
Yeah.
Just in the nick of time. Well done.
By cooking on three burners.
That absolutely needs to get queued up. So, we will hit it with cooking on three burners, and then immediately follow that with Zachy's championship.
Leon Bridges song.
Kung's Three Bridges.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys. That was awesome.
Bye.
See ya. It's the song where it's dum, 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 dum.
Darkness, I remember Mama's words reoccur to me. Surrender to the good thought and to wipe your slate clean. Take me to your river. I wanna go. your river. I wanna know. Dip me in your smooth waters. I go in as a man with many crimes. Come up for air. As my sins flow down the Jordan, oh, I wanna come here and give you every part of me. But there's blood on my hands, and my lips are unclean. Take me to your river. I wanna go. Oh, take me to your river. I wanna know.
I wanna know.
From those two great songs.
Z-Man, that was an impressive effort.
I was just happy I got to hear Leon Bridges for a couple minutes.
Really centered you.
It really post-win. Does.
That was huge.
James Corden agrees.
Love that guy.
We love you, and we want to know more about you. So, for about a minute, maybe it might even stretch into two, we're going to ask you some hyperbolic questions. For example, we might ask you, who's the best-looking guy? Or, what was your favorite song? And we'd like you to finish with the period in your life that you associate with that. Whether your favorite song was a song you first heard in college, or in high school, or even in elementary school. So, possible answers are, since college, high school, middle school, or elementary school. And I guess if something even prior to that.
Prior, yeah.
Then just give your mom credit for raising you very, very well.
Sure. Well, you know.
Unless it's a worst.
It probably would be. Dark, some of those dark years.
And we'd also like you to follow that up with a one-word teaser.
Regarding?
What you're picking. So if it's a favorite song, you say elementary school Beatles or something.
Got it.
Or just a teaser. And then we'll ask you something more about it.
Got
maybe.
It.
God damn.
That was huge.
I think you get the idea.
Yep.
Let's roll. Longest you've ever been shwasted?
9 hours. College.
Favorite sports moment as a player?
Ooh, as a player, elementary school, soccer game.
Worst haircut?
Jufro, elementary school.
Favorite Nets season?
Elementary school would have been 2002, 2003, for all the Nets fans out there. the
best song.
Middle school. Bon Iver.
Closest encounter with a ghost.
And Michelle passes her eating test.
Elementary school. Watching Casper.
Best camp moment.
Say that again.
Best camp moment.
Middle school.
Biggest splurge.
High school.
Best group of friends.
College.
Amazing family moment.
Post-college.
Best nickname.
Elementary school.
Worst purchase.
Post-college.
Give us a teaser.
I thought that...
Teaser. Just one word teaser. Come on, rapid fire.
Clothing.
Tell me what you say now. Tell me what you say, come again. If you cannot stay down, then you do not have to pretend like there is no way out. I should have never let you in, 'cause you got me face down. And don't take this personal.
Yes, queen. Yes, queen. Yes, queen.
All of the words, you know what you've done to me. And although it hurts, I know I just can't keep running away. I don't need you, I don't need you, I don't need you, I don't need you, but I want you. I don't mean to, I don't mean to, I don't mean to, I don't mean to. What you say? You said that you would come again. You said that we would remain friends, but you know that I do not depend on nothing or no one. So why would you show up so uninvited? Then just change my mind like that. Please don't take this personal. But you ain't shit, and you weren't special till I made you so. You better act like you know that I've been through worse. I just can't keep running away. But I don't need you. 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 But I want you. But I want you. I don't mean to. I don't mean to. I don't mean to. I don't mean to. But I. Please don't like him, he don't wife him, he one-night him. I never listen, no, I should've figured though. All that shit you was spitting so unoriginal. But it was you, so I was with it. Then to tell you the truth, wish we never did it. 'Cause I usually do, stick to the business. But you came out the blue, and then you just flipped it. Goddamn, baby, my mind's blown. Be forgetting you live in a different time zone. Think I know what this is, it's just the time's wrong. Yeah, I know what you did, but baby, I'm grown. And my love is patient and kind of shit. This is where we could build through different types of shit. You was really the realest, wouldn't be fighting it. I think your pride is just in the way. Funny how everything changed. Once you got all that you wanted,
we are back, and we're just finishing up our hyperbole segment with here with Zachy and the Stew. This is DJ Shell.
Zachy did a admirable second run at that after Evan kicked us off well week one.
So we'd like to follow up on one of those questions.
Yeah, please.
Zachy, can you please tell us about your best camp moment?
Well,
in elementary school.
And I was actually... Zachy, can you tell us about your favorite sports moment as a player?
Sure, yeah. It took place... Well, I've had a few, but as a player, a soccer tournament when I was in third grade. So I was about 8, 9 years old. I was playing on the travel team in my local community, and we were playing as part of this big statewide tournament in New York. So, you know, some of the top 8, 9-year-old soccer players in the state.
That was huge.
It was. And we made it to the finals, the final game, and it's a late November afternoon and started snowing, and it was almost like blizzard-like conditions, and it was accumulating really fast. So we're playing because we have to finish the game, second half, 0-0. This team's really tough, and I was playing defense. I was always a defender growing up. So I find myself in like the last minutes. It was probably like close to stoppage time. Snow coming down.
Score?
0-0. No, as they say in the soccer world. I was on a breakaway, and I passed the ball to this guy running up the right side of the field. And
you are the weakest link.
Darts straight towards the middle of the box. The box where the goalie stands and where the goal is. And I get this ball from this cross from this dude, this kid named Kevin. Haven't seen Kevin in maybe 12
Kevin.
Years. Yeah, no, he's probably doing well. But
good for Kevin.
That's not what I thought he was doing.
So he passes me the ball, and it's hard. It's the ball's in the air, and there's snowflakes kind of trickling down. So I'm just like trying to keep my eye on the ball, and I'm kind of heading towards the goal, and I just jump up just a little from the ground, and the ball bops off my head, the top of the Jufro I was telling you about. And it just kind of lofts in the air, and I see that it's going right towards the goal. I was about 8 feet from the net from the goal line when I put my head on it, and the goalie's reaching out to dive and stop it, and it just goes past the tip of the fingers, hits the back of the net, that swoosh where the net kind of goes back, and I know that's basically the game. I turn to the right, and I see my dad jumping up and down with this big, heavy overcoat towards the side of the field with all the parents. Snow coming down so heavy at this point. All the kids on my team basically run mobbing me. It was a great sports moment in my life.
That's awesome. The weather. I love the detail with which you remember it.
All the components. It was really a magical moment.
That's incredible, Zachy.
Yeah.
What happened to that soccer career?
You know, it died down shortly after high school. It's hard to
And in place of it, he decided to focus on his initials, which he is now the defending champion.
Yeah, I focused on my academics. I wanted to be smart. I couldn't do both. I couldn't handle athletics and academics.
And anytime you need a true team basketball player, call him up, because there's nobody that I would rather have on my team than Z.
Wow, that's high praise, but thank you.
Yeah, I've seen it. Those moves.
Z.
Knock me to the ground.
You knock us... You can knock Michelle to the ground, but who knocks us off our feet when it comes to music?
Well, I personally love...
Selena.
Well, yeah, obviously that goes without saying, but Can't Feel My Face by The Weeknd, I think, is a great song for this moment.
And we'll play it.
Of me, at least we'll both be numb, and she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come, but at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young. This I know, this I know. She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry. When I'm with you, but I face when I'm with you. But I love it, but I love it. Oh, and I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. All the misery was necessary when we're deep in love. Cause I know, cause I know, girl, I know. She told me don't worry.
Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
I hope you guys are enjoying our show so far. I'm David Green McVitie.
I'm DJ Shell.
And our next segment is bringing back WTF, S-I-A, as in when our girl Sia is belting her heart out, she's not necessarily giving us time to pick up the pieces lyrics-wise. And I have a natural inability to pick up lyrics, period. So this week, it's my job to try to translate what the hell she's saying.
So this week, I chose Sweet Design, David's favorite song.
It might be if it was opposite day.
Start us off here.
My tongue hypnotized the whole room. My teeth hypnotize your soul, it isn't.
My peach, juicy, soft, and so delicious.
My cheeks. I hit him with you, hit him with it.
My seat is here to bring you wicked wishes.
My girls are ready, let me turn it up.
True love, come on baby, turn it up.
Oh, my, I was curve, wrong?
My curve are ready, ain't you heard enough?
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Use those headphones fast when you got an ass like my sweet design.
Very close, David. Just with the first words, it's news travels fast.
Oh, my goodness.
When you've got an ass like my sweet design.
Fast way.
similar to the Thriller in Manila. Honeys call me Bigger, the condom filler. Whether it's stiff tongue or stiff dick, Biggie squeeze it to make shit fit. Now check this shit, I got the pack
that
of
was huge.
Riders
that
in
the was
back
huge.
Of the Pathfinder.
That was huge.
You know the epilogue by James Tarr Smith. I get swift with the lyrical gift. Hit you with the dick, make your kidney shift. Here we go, but I'm not domino. I got the phone flow to make your drawers drop slow. So recognize the dick size in these Calcanide jeans. I wear 13s, know what I mean? I fuck around and hit you with the Hennessy dick. Mess around and go blind, don't get to see shit. The next batter, here to shatter your blatter, it doesn't matter. Skinny or fat or light skinned or black, baby, I drop these. Bonique with my me, screaming, I poppy. I love it when they call me Big Pop, but I only smoke blunts if they roll prop. But look, I got ya caught up with the drunk flow. Fuck Taekwondo, I told a fofo. For niggas getting mad cause they bitch chose me. A big black motherfucker with G, you see. All I do is separate the game from the truth. Big bang boots from the Bronx to Bolivia. Getting physical like Olivia Newt. Tricks up my click dick all day with no trivia. So give me a hoe, a bankroll and a bag of weed. I'm guaranteed to fuck until her nose bleed. Even if your new man's a certified Mac, you get that H-Town in ya. You want that old thing back?
B-I-E with some new R-U-L-E. Notorious known for busting in your E-Y-E. Baby, baby, bitches know they love to hate me. I come, you come, we come with backs of maybe. How close we came to coming together is crazy. How come you witnesses they send me the faces? When y'all coming, y'all be crying like I'm killing y'all bitches. I know there's a bigger picture than the camera rolling, cause I don't think y'all be knowing how this shit's unfolding. Back shots in the rear, got the Mac unloading. Gotta reload like every so often. Saying I got my swagger back, I'm looking like bitch. My swagger never left. Don't be so hard pressed to be impressed by these new rappers. They actors and the fact is you want that old thing back.
And Bushwick, Billy D, having nightmares, the girl's killing me. She mad because what we had didn't last. I'm glad because her cousin let me hit the ass. Fuck the past, let's dwell on the 500 SL, the E&J and ginger ale. The way my pockets swell to the rim with Benjamins. Another hunt's in the crib, please send her in. I fuck non-stop, lick my lips a lot. Used to lick the clits a lot, but licking clits has to stop. Cause y'all don't know how to act when the tongue go down below. Peep the funk flow, really though. I got the cleanest, meanest penis. You never seen this, stroke of genius. So take off your Tim boots and your bodysuit. I mean the spandex and hit my man next. Sex get rougher when they come to the nut buster. Pussy crusher, black nasty.
That was huge.
I replace them. I'm caressing them, I'm undressing them. Fuck what you heard, who's the best in New York? Fulfilling fantasies without that nigga Mr. Raw. Or tattoo, I got you wrapped around my dick. And when I'm done, I got the split.
Welcome back, goddammit. We about to spit two truths and a lie about the artists of the week, which are Michelle,
Miley Cyrus, and One Direction.
To start off with, I'm going to give Michelle two truths about One Direction and one big ass lie. And I'm really hoping that she incorrectly chooses the lie so that we can listen to
What Makes You Beautiful.
I mean, come on. What other choice is there?
Not many others.
Clue number one. One Direction was the first British group in U.S. chart history to enter at number one with their debut album. Number two. They've released albums annually from 2011 to 2015 when they started their current hiatus. Or, number three, Their latest album, Made in the AM, differed from their previous four albums because not only was it the first album released after Zayn Malik left the group, but it was also self-released.
I think it's the first one.
Well, then play my song! Because all of their albums have been under the production of Simon Cowell's Psycho record label.
They were really the first British group to...
Isn't that incredible?
Like the Beatles?
They had already debuted. The
Sex
Beatles.
Pistols. The Clash.
I was pretty impressed by that as well. As was I from this song!
You're insecure, don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk through the door. Don't need makeup to cover up. Being the way that you are is enough. Everyone else in the room can see it. Everyone else but you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Now the pressure's on me because our girl Shell has two truths and one big old lie about Miley. And we are not about to hear Michelle's pick. Because we want to party with the USA. So, Michelle, hit me with it.
So, Miley Ray Cyrus, born Destiny Hope Cyrus, was born only 22 days before me. In the Hannah Montana movie starring Miley Cyrus, Miley Stewart travels to Australia with Billy Ray, her father, and Lily, her best friend, to find a long-lost relative to reconnect her family. On their hunt, hijinks ensue, including a sporadic dance scene where Miley teaches the locals of Alice Springs the well-known American line dance, the Hoedown Throwdown. And in her Bangers World Tour, which I attended at TD Garden in 2014, Miley floated above the stage riding on a giant hot dog during the performance of the song Someone Else off of her 2013 album Bangers.
Number two.
You're right.
That was huge. That was huge. That was huge.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's party in the USA.
fame excess. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the taxi man turned on the radio. And the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. So I put my hands up to play my song. The butterflies fly away. Nodding my head like yeah. Moving my hips like yeah. Got my hands up to play my song. You know I'm gonna be okay. Yeah, yeah.
It's a party in the USA.
Club in my taxi cab, everybody's looking at me now. Like, who's that chick that's rocking kicks? She gotta be from out of town. So hard with my girls not around me. It's definitely not a Nashville party. Cause all I see is the letters. I guess I never got the memo. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. It's when the DJ drops my favorite tune. And a Britney song was on. So I put my hands up to play my song. The butterflies fly away. Nodding my head like yeah. Moving my hips like yeah. Got my hands up to play my song. You know I'm gonna be okay. Yeah. It's a party in the USA. Yeah. It's a party in the USA. Feel like I'm been on a flight.
Thanks for joining us today with This Is Dancing.
I'm David Green McVitie.
I'm DJ Shell, and thanks to our in-studio guest. Would you have any last words to say?
No last words. Just want to thank you guys again for having me. It was great.
You rock, Z-Man.
It was a real pleasure. Her pleasure. So our last segment to wrap things up is going to be Shell's Six Picks. When David's a dick.
Where or responds very thoughtfully.
Or responds very thoughtfully, depending on the song choice. Where I'll pick six songs that are on my radar this week, and I'll play them, and then we'll hear David's thoughts.
Yes, queen. Yes, queen. Yes, queen. Yes, queen. Yes, queen. Sorry, I ain't got no money. I'm not trying to be funny, but I left it all.
Yes.
Wait for it, though.
Oh, I can.
You can call it how you wanna. I ain't giving you a dollar this time. I ain't gonna run away. Run away. This time.
Yes.
No Money by Galantis.
This rocks. Great choice. Hey, listo. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad you showed me this song.
Bang my head against the wall.
Hey, Liz. This album by David Guetta was stacked with dancing jams. Do you think Fetty Wap practices this voice? Or is this natural? He came out of the room with this.
I think this is his voice.
I hope it's...
What do you think, dude?
I hope it's one of those stories that throughout middle school and high school he was made fun of for it, and now it's just his sig.
Drop the keys off in the morning.
In the morning.
Interesting.
Cause I don't wanna leave home.
Who is this?
Miley Cyrus.
Without it.
I wouldn't have minded getting the live on to this song.
I told you it was all yours. If you don't want it, then what'd you say forever for?
That's why I picked the hoedown throwdown for the other one.
Punishment.
When you call.
No complaints yet. You're 3 for 3, girl. Keep it up.
Yeah. You can drop the keys off in the morning. Cause I don't wanna leave home without your love. Told me you were coming back, writing back. Promised it was real and I believe that. But if I fall for it again, I will be a fool. If our love is at the end, then why do I still want you? Yeah. But I guess I got no...
You layin' with me, you're shutting down. I smell her on you. I'm focused now, I know what's going on in your head, yeah. I know what's happened here in our bed, yeah. Your phone is buzzing, so pick it up. I know she calling, so what the fuck? I should've known a cheat stays a cheater. So here we are. And there goes the alarm, ringing in my head. Like somebody said, don't you trust him, no. Texting from his ex, what did you expect?
Sean, who is this?
Now you're lying here, know where he
this
goes.
Is Anne Marie.
Now we got that itch, yeah. Karma is a bitch, yeah. Same way that they come, that's the way they go. Now we got that itch, yeah. Rewinding the pitch, yeah. There goes the alarm and the sirens go.
Yes, queen.
There goes
yes,
the
queen.
Alarm. I saw it coming.
Love it.
I let it go. My girls will tell me.
Girl, how much time you spend on these? These are sweet jams.
I'm so intrigued by your style, boy.
How much time do I spend doing what?
Finding these. Are these all just from playlists of yours?
These are all from my current playlist. As I told you, I'm an A-lister.
What's done is done. And there goes the alarm ringing in my head. Like somebody. It's been a hard day. Train late. So many late. It feels like this what it feels like.
Not a A-lister?
I'm considering. I think this is something I couldn't continue to listen to. What, a fifth listen, a sixth listen? But, course time.
I heard this song the first time on Thursday.
So you're into it?
I am into it.
Yeah, I guess.
But I haven't given it the whole 10 listen try, you know?
Fair enough.
A lot of the songs that are on my playlist don't make it through because after a while I don't like them. I'm still feeling this one though.
Cool.
Maybe we don't need no reason why.
Get some more horns.
Come on, come on, come on.
No one but you got me feeling this way. There's so much we can't explain. Maybe we're helping each other escape. Tomorrow we'll hold. We don't really need to know. Cause you're here with me now, I don't want you to go. You're here with me now, I don't want you to go. Maybe we're perfect strangers. Maybe it's not forever. Maybe the land will change us. Maybe we'll stay together. Maybe we'll walk away. Maybe we'll realize we're only human. Maybe we don't need no reason.
This is WMFO in Medford, and this is Dancing.
With Shell.
And David Green McVitie.
We have really...